Hey folks, this is Sven Angene from Venice Film Festival number 72. You're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here with Simon Ramshaw from the program 28 Times Cinema, a member of the Venice Days jury. Simon, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you represent the United Kingdom in the Venice Days jury. Have you seen a British film at the festival so far?
Unfortunately, I haven't. I was aware of a British film that was nominated as part of the 10 Films for the Lux Prize, but it hasn't made the selection for the final three, and that was 45 Years with Tom Courtenay and Charlotte Rampling. But unfortunately, that hasn't been here.
Well, let's talk about British cinema.
Yeah.
Do you think there is a certain thing that makes a film British, or is there a specific genre that British filmmakers do really well?
Well, one of the things that we're most famous for is the kitchen sink drama. And that's basically a type of socio-realist drama where normally working class characters often have frustrations and stuff. So you've got, say, Mike Lee, who's been working since the late 60s, and he's still working today. His most recent kitchen sink drama was Another Year, which was a very, very good film. So yeah, I think we do that really well. I think we also do comedy quite well as well. Normally quite subtle, detailed comedy, like Edgar Wright's brand of comedy, or say Ben Wheatley's very dry sense of humour.
Sounds great. Definitely have to check out Wheatley, because I haven't seen a film of his so far.
Yeah,
What is your opinion about today's cinema in the UK? Do you think it still kept its originality, or does it feel a bit watered down, like since the past 10 years, since it became a bit more famous,
yeah,
also in Hollywood?
Well, I think there's been some good films and some bad films. A lot of the low-budget films that we get nowadays are just... they lack any sort of creativity. So there was a film I saw called Bypass, which was filmed in my local town, but that really lacked something. And I think they really need to get out of this cynical low budget vein and actually do something creative with their money instead of resting on their laurels.
Well then, who's your favorite British director right now and in the past, or in the past?
Yeah.
And in what way would you then like to change the British cinema, or in what way they could become more creative? What ways could they take?
Well, my favorite British director at the moment is Ben Wheatley. He's still making very British cinema. He's got a film called High Rise coming out soon, which I'm very excited for. Edgar Wright is also one of my favourite filmmakers, but he's moved on to Hollywood. I'd like to really have him back, but you know, that's all cool. And if British cinema could improve, again, I'd say to give the kitchen sink drama much more lifeblood than it has already.
Yes, thank you very much for all your very honest answers.
Thank you.
And I really hope that maybe we'll see each other sometime soon.
Yeah.
This was Sven Angene from Venice Film Festival for Fred Film Radio, Fred the Festival Insider. Thanks a lot for Simon for being here with me, and thanks a lot for listening. Bye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.